From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgian federal prosecutors say six people have been detained for possible links to the Tuesday terrorist attacks that left 31 dead. Meantime, Belgium's security agencies are under an intense spotlight. We get more now from VOA's Jeff Sullivan.
With an urgent manhunt underway for suspects in the Brussels terror attacks, pressure on Belgium reached a new high, the country's interior minister offering to resign.
If you put everything in a row, then you can say that you can indeed ask big questions in a number of areas about the Justice Department and the developments afterwards, and also about the police.
Criticism has come in from all over. Some U.S. officials have also been critical. But what has them especially worried is that shortfalls in Belgium and other European countries are not new, many of them dating back to the terror attacks in Madrid and London in 2004 and 2005. There is hope a new European counterterrorism center will help. Still, many current and former counterterror officials say a wake-up call is long overdue. Jeff Sullivan, Washington.
Iraqi forces have met with stiff resistance in the first step of their offensive to retake the Islamic State stronghold of Mosul. About 4,000 Iraqi forces started their advance toward a number of villages southeast of Mosul. Iraqi forces have been gathering in the area in recent weeks. A Republic of Congo army official is calling for a campaign of civil disobedience to reject official results showing President Denis Sassou Nguesso has won re-election. General Jean-Marie Mokoko spoke to VOA's French to Africa service after it was announced that Sassou Nguesso had won over 60% of the vote in Sunday's election. There was no immediate reaction from the government. This is VOA News. United States and Russia are calling for the drafting of a new Syrian constitution by August. After a four-hour meeting in Moscow, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed that cooperation between the United States and Russia has been instrumental in achieving an unexpectedly successful cessation of hostilities in Syria.
There has been a fragile but nevertheless beneficial reduction in violence, some say as much as 85% to 90% in Syria.
Secretary Kerry also said he is aware of violations of the established ceasefire, but these are being carefully monitored. U.S. has accused a number of Iranians of carrying out a massive computer hacking scheme on behalf of the Iranian government. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch explains.
We have unsealed an indictment against seven alleged experienced hackers employed by computer security companies working on behalf of the Iranian government, including the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. A federal grand jury in Manhattan found that these seven individuals conspired together and with others to conduct a series of cyber attacks against civilian targets in the United States financial services industry that in total, or in all, in sum, cost the victims tens of millions of dollars.
Despite Lynch's high-profile announcement of the case in Washington, it is unclear if any actual prosecutions will take place. None of the seven have been apprehended, and there is no indication that Tehran would return them to the United States or turn them over to the U.S. Washington has no extradition treaty with Iran. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has hailed the conviction of former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic as historic. The court has found that the 70-year-old guilty of Serb atrocities throughout the Bosnian War from 1992 to 95 left 100,000 people dead. President Obama headed back to the Washington area after a trip to Latin America that included a stop in Argentina and a historic visit to Cuba. In Buenos Aires, Mr. Obama said the United States was slow to speak out on the atrocities committed during Argentina's former dictatorship, but says his administration will confront the past with honesty and transparency. Critics of Mr. Obama's visit to Argentina, including many who lost friends or relatives during the years of the military government, say that Mr. Obama should not have come to the country on the 40th anniversary of Argentina's so-called dirty war. Get more news at our website. Find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.